Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can donate. That's always a good thing, too. So you can donate, and there's a donate button there because, you know, social media has really just really slammed us and be able to make revenue online. So now we're at a point now where I'm telling people, you know what, I'm not going to make my brains out online anymore. You know, we're on terrestrial stations, regular radio stations. Get involved, get engaged. If you have to listen on your smartphone, we have a smartphone app for Apple and for Android. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the last hour, you have to go back and get it. We dealt with a lot of stuff. Abortion, transgenderism, all that fun stuff. And more, I mean, over the years, I've got story after story, and I've actually documented them now. I don't know, I may come out with a book on this stuff. And it's kind of like it used to be, no matter what it was. We were allowed to check our kids. Right, I never believed, you know, you heard of this conversion therapy for Christians where they're zapping gay and lesbian kids. Right? I mean, really, find me that in the Bible. Find me that in the Bible where you're supposed to zap the kids out of being a gay, lesbian, whatever. It's not there. Right? You pray over these kids. You teach them the word. You make them solid in a relationship with God. Like, God will fix it. God will work it out. God will make it happen, whatever it is. And that's what we've forgotten. And we've seen so many crazy things happen the last 10, 15 years. Kids consider themselves trans species, and we allow it to happen. Why? If your kid stands in the garage and starts honking like a car and says, I'm a car, are you going to leave him or her out there all night? That's where we've come to. That's kind of where we're at right now. And now, professionals who are speaking out against some of these things. All right, they're being ostracized. They're being verbally bullied. And Johns Hopkins University finally got the guts up to say, we're not doing the operation anymore because it's not right. A pediatrician came out and said, now this is a well-known pediatrician, says, well, you know, this is what I did with a little boy patient, said to me he was a girl. You know, now in some states you can't even, when a baby is born, you can't say boy or girl. You just let the parents decide. We'll let the kids decide later on. The writer says, as a pediatrician for nearly 20 years, that's how many of my patients' relationships began. Our bodies are clear, our sex. Biological sex is not a sign. Sex is not determined at conception by our DNA, and it's stamped in every cell of our body. I'm sorry. Sex is determined at conception by our DNA, and it's stamped in every cell of our bodies. Human sexuality is binary. You either have a normal Y chromosome, and it develops into a male, or you don't, and you would develop into a female. There, now, you ready? This is kind of what I was trying to say before, and I couldn't get it out. there are 6,500 genetic differences between men and women. Right? Hormone blockers, chemicals, shots, surgery, can't change that. That's God if you believe in God. It's Mother Nature if you don't. And identity is not biological. It is physiological. It has to do with the thinking and the feeling. Thoughts and feelings are not biologically hardwired. Our thinking and feelings, they change over the years. That's why I tell people on a regular basis, they get upset with me, you do not run on, you do not step out on feelings. And I'll tell you something. Some of you are very, very, very aware with the recent death of Kobe Bryant. And my heart and prayers still go out to his family and and his friends and people around him. But it's a perfect example of feelings over reality. Because yours truly was a helicopter pilot for years. And helicopter pilots are more susceptible to this than the other pilots are. You get disoriented, turned around. When you're stuck in a cloud, you don't know which way is up. Yes, believe it or not, you do not know which way is up or down. Very hard to tell. And that's why you have to depend and rely on the instruments on the instrument panel. Because they will tell you whether you're right side up or upside down. They will tell you whether you're going right or left, what speed you're going at. It doesn't matter what your body feels. Because when your body starts to panic, when the wind is blowing and things are happening and you can't see out of the cockpit, your body will feel disoriented. You'll start to move on your feelings. You may feel like you're moving forward when in reality you're moving backwards. Okay, you truly could be upside down, thinking that you're right side up and just and climbing. And and I want you to think about that. You're not really climbing, you're going down. That's why they tell you, they teach you, they almost beat it into you. They take you out into the dark skies at night where there's no lights, no anything, no point of reference when they're teaching you how to fly by instrument. So you can't look down. You can't find a tree, you can't find a mountain or whatever. You go over a lake at night in a moonlit. You don't know which way is up. You've got to look at your instruments. Your body's no different. Right? I mean, you're talking about DNA. Talk about biology. Your body's no different. It is hardwired for certain things. Doesn't matter what you feel. It's hardwired. I'm going to finish this up later on. Dave Sussman will join me right after the break. Joe Messina, your host, is to the Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Look at, go up to the website, sign up for the email blast, right? All you got to do, you don't even have to take it. You can throw it away for all I care. Not really, but once you see what's in it, I think you'll keep it. Or if you want text alerts, you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And yes, I have my favorite guest host. He's pretty much my only guest host. Dave Sussman joins me. And I always appreciate the time. You got to catch his show, The Dave Sussman Show, Whiskey Politics, and you can catch him so many other places. Dave, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, man. That was very nice of you. I did one of those, aww.
don't get too gooey on me. That'll end the relationship right there. You know me. Anyhow.
All right. Yeah, you're just too macho for me, man.
There you go.
Hey,
yeah.
So we were just talking during the break. So you're okay. You went to CPAC and you survived and you got a lousy T-shirt. You didn't get coronavirus.
No, wait a minute. I didn't even get the T-shirt. There was a T-shirt?
Oh, no.
No, you know what? You know how it goes. You're going like a madman there. You're running around. I don't go to the parties at night. I'm the old guy. I just go to sleep after all the excitement. And I guess the person, and they still haven't told us. I'm getting daily updates from CPAC, and they still haven't told us who the person is, but they're telling us nobody else has got it. Nobody else is showing signs of it. So, you know, everything's wonderful. That's what we're being told.
Well, listen, you're gonna go to a place like CPAC when there's a supposed pandemic around. There's gonna be, 10,000 people are gonna be there. It's just an average number of people that are gonna have it. Most of them probably don't even know they have it.
Right.
But, this whole thing, the toilet paper and people freaking out, the media's been freaking out. It's frustrating to me, but I've got some folks that are telling me right now that Tarzana Hospital is overrun in the San Fernando Valley, that San Jose Hospital is overrun right now. These are people that work at these hospitals. They're doctors. One of them is the head of emergency at Tarzana. It's telling me. And I think the reason for that is because a bunch of the people that just got back from Italy were there on ski vacations, and they're all come down with this thing.
Wow.
But you and I both know that there's a 99% chance that these people are going to survive. That's just the statistics.
Right.
And it's going to be a really bad flu, a bad fever, and just, inoculate yourself, stay away from crowds, don't go and, start sneezing on people and stop licking doorposts. But, what killed me, Joe, was looking at Twitter as soon as Matt Schlaff, he made the announcement that there was somebody at CPAC. Did you see the leftists on Twitter's reaction to CPAC?
Oh. Yeah, please. Well, did you expect anything different?
Oh, my God, these people are inhuman.
I don't expect anything different. But let's back up a little bit. A couple of crazy things going on. One is toilet paper and water. Are they shutting our water off? And is there a residual effect that has to do with toilet paper that you or I don't know about? I'm confused.
I don't get it. People are, it's like just people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now. And we posted something on Whiskey Politics on Facebook. There was this video of people like as soon as Costco opened, you have these old ladies with their flapping arms running their shopping carts toward the paper towel and toilet paper aisles.
I know.
And it was like Black Friday. I mean, what are they, and why toilet paper? Like, wouldn't you want to go get frozen food and water and, what is it? What am I expecting to happen with this virus? It's not an intestinal thing.
Yeah? No, I'm with you. I could not figure out the toilet paper either. That's why I said, is there something about this virus they're not telling us? Because I don't get it. But let's just pare it down a little bit, okay? And there are people on both sides of this issue. But if you think about it, the numbers for 2018 that came in were 180,000 people were hospitalized in 2018 with the regular flu. 41,000 people died from that flu. Did you and I are in this every day. We go looking for these numbers to make sure we have our information straight. But you didn't hear the press going crazy then. 41,000 people in this country died of what we consider the normal flu. Why didn't we hear about that?
Look, this is a global thing, and it isn't just the United States media. So I think you and I immediately, become very suspicious and think, oh, this is just the media is going to try and take down Trump, and this is their latest. This is Europe. This is Australia. This is this is China. Obviously, it's where it all started.
Are you
and
racist?
So this is. Yeah, I know. Right. The Wuhan virus, right? You can't call it where it actually. You can't call it what it actually is.
Oh my God. So that means, you know, that means we can't talk about Polish sausage anymore, or Italian sausage, or Irish whiskey. That's all racist terms. You can't use it anymore.
Oh, no, I know. It's incredible. And anyway, it reminded me of, you know that movie, The Chinaman? Oh, what? Okay, you probably don't know
Oh, my God, you're going to get me. Yeah.
No, that's what it was called. It was called The Chinaman. It came out a couple of years ago with Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan plays a businessman, and his daughter is killed in an act of terrorism.
Right, I remember that.
It's a total vigilante movie. It all across the world, Joe, it was called The Chinaman. And you and I and everybody used that term up until a few years ago. It's not a derogatory term. I'm an Englishman. I was born in England. Okay?
Yeah.
If you live in Israel, you're an Israeli. Chinaman is just happens to be... But because of the political correctness, actually made the movie, they turned it from Chinaman to The Foreigner. So if you IMDb The Foreigner now, you want to know that that movie was originally called, and it was called around the world, Chinaman.
Oh, we're in sad shape. Well, you know what? I'm not surprised. Okay, so you saw the preliminaries tonight, and Joe Biden did a sweep. He took everything. Were you surprised that he took it all, or do you expect Uncle Bernie to get anything?
No, I think the Democrats have quickly realized that they're not only going to lose the presidency, but they were very much at risk of losing the House and continuing to lose the Senate. And I think they've all just basically kind of just sucked it up, come home. And I don't think they expect to win this thing. Did you see Biden today yelling at this guy, the union member?
Yes. Yeah, I don't. That has to be out and out dementia. He can't be doing that with the right mind. I'm going to hold you over for a few minutes. You good with that? Into the next segment?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Dave Sussman's going nowhere. I've got him duct taped to a chair in a secret location, and he's going to be back with us after the break. So, I'm a senior host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York has sent the National Guard to help the city of New Rochelle to deal with the coronavirus. That's where the nation has the biggest cluster of cases, more than 100 people infected. Governor Cuomo has announced what he called a containment area in a section of New Rochelle. It extends in a one-mile radius from the epicenter of the Westchester outbreak. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says large gathering places are being closed for 2 weeks, beginning March 12th.
And one of the places where people gather together, particularly, is the school systems and schools.
Governor Cuomo said those spots will receive a stringent cleaning.
We're also going to use the National Guard to deliver food, to help with the cleaning of public spaces.
Cuomo acknowledged it is a dramatic action, but said it was literally a matter of life and death. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. You get all the information you want in the show, prior shows. You can sign up for our email blast or text alerts. Text alerts come from just simply send a text from TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I want to bring him back on. I enjoy this guy so much, and even when he fills in for me, I want, you know, I mean, I may just sit out and let him do it all week, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Dave Sussman joins me. He is the host of the Dave Sussman Show, Whiskey Politics, and you can see him on so many other outlets. Dave, thanks for taking your night off to be with me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your appreciation.
And that's so appreciated, let me tell you. Anyway, so Joe Biden tonight, you started to talk about how he was yelling at the worker there. I think, I don't know if it was in Detroit, but it was in Michigan somewhere. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is off. He is so off. And yet they hate this president so much, and they're so afraid of Bernie that they will back this guy. They'll allow this guy to have his finger on the button. It tells you the mental state of the Democrat Party, doesn't it?
That's the scary thing, because, Joe, I think you just kind of, you know, nailed it. I mean, first of all, for your audience that didn't hear or see it, you know, he was responding to this union voter that was asking him about his hypocrisy on guns, and that Beto, he's going to be his gun czar, right?
Right.
And this is a union voter. He's got his hard hat on. He's wearing his protective glasses. It's in a union factory somewhere in Michigan before today's primary. And he responds to him. He says, "You're full of S." Okay.
Right.
And then he rudely shushed his female handler, not once, but twice. Like a stern father telling a 6-year-old little girl, I think she's African American, by the way, you know, his female handler. And then he started to threaten this guy, the union voter. He started to threaten him, and he said that he'll take him outside and slap him. This is a man running for presidency of the United States, and this really happened.
God, can you imagine if Trump did any one of those things with lesser intensity?
Right? It would be over. It would be handler.
Give me a break. You're not serious, right? Of course, you know where they are. You know what's going on with them. They could care less about what's happening. Care less. I don't know. It's just amazing to me. It's that double standard that we keep talking about. But it's not even a double standard anymore. Come on, Dave. At this point in time, the laws don't apply to them. The rules don't apply to them. The processes don't mean the same thing. And the words don't mean the same. They play with a whole different dictionary, don't they?
Yeah, it really is. And here's, going back to your original point, the scary thing is this. Listen, I don't think Joe Biden is a bad guy. I know people who know him. I just had Bo Snerdly on my show last week, and he says, I've run into Joe several times. He's a nice guy. He should be president. He's way beyond the pale when it comes to his mental acuity right now. He should be president, but the guy's a nice guy. But the fact is that the media and the Democrats are trying to sell Joe Biden of 2012 and 2008.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden at 2020, he is an old man. And, I'm sorry, it's not ageist to say a man who is 77, 78 years old shouldn't be campaigning the way that he's campaigning on a daily basis, running up to take an office in 9-10 months or now when he turns 78 years old at the beginning of what he thinks is going to be his first term. You have to remember, Ronald Reagan had finished by the time he was this age, and he already had Alzheimer's in his last year. We know that.
Oh, and yeah, so that's right. Yep, he needed naps to stay.
He's starting out already older than the oldest president ever, and that was Ronald Reagan. Yep. And he's already older than him.
I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this. You know, you look at President Trump for an older fella, and I'm just going to put it that way. I don't think I could keep up with the man. I don't know many people who could. Do you? Seriously.
No, I've interviewed several people in his campaign over the last year, and they're all telling me, like Katrina Pearson, you know, she's telling me, she says, I can't keep up with the guy. He sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night, and he does 3 or 4 rallies right up to the lead to the election, and he's having meetings with strategists in between, and he's on the phone, and he's doing media interviews, and he goes like this for 4 or 5 days at a time on his plane. We're done. I'm in my 30s or my 40s. This is Katrina Pearson. I'm done. I can't keep up with this. Trump is a very young 72, 73-year-old. And you know, I couldn't do what he does. I need more than 3 or 4 hours a night of sleep.
All right. So does Bernie get out at some point in time, or has he just got the momentum going? You know, the Dems are going to take it from him. There's no way in God's creation they're going to let him have this nomination. And those young people, are you talking about being heartbroken once? They're going to be devastated this time around, aren't they?
Look, I think Biden is going to be the nominee. I think he's the de facto presumptive nominee at this point right now. The media just don't want to call it. But the delegate count is getting to the point where for Bernie, it's going to be prohibitive. He won't be able to get back in. The rest of the states that are up and coming are not very friendly for Bernie. I mean, you got Florida coming up. You know, Fidel Castro's reading and literacy programs are a good thing. I'm sorry, he's not going to win the big states that are left, and so it's going to be Biden. The question is, Joe, is Bernie going to stick through this thing to the convention, or is he going to bow out like he did Sotel in 2016? I have a feeling. And this is just me, but remember, he came around and he supported Hillary after dropping out in 2016, even yes. though everybody knew that, you know, the DNC ripped him, okay? Yep. Do you think that he learned his lesson once and he's not going to come out again like he did for Hillary, for Biden? Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't,
wow.
but I don't know. The Bernie bros, most of them are young and apathetic to begin with, and if their guy isn't in it, they're probably not going to show up anyway. So,
no, I hear
that's
you.
That's their biggest problem.
And the young people, you know, I've... forgive me, I don't mean to paint with this kind of a broad brush, but the young people I've been dealing with, they don't know how to fight. They don't want to fight. They think that they've got the right guy. They're righteous in their choice, and you know, all of us feel that way about our guy. They're righteous in their choice, and when they don't win, they don't get it. They feel like something's been the wool's been pulled over on them. And in this case, it has. In this case, it actually has been stolen. I actually feel bad for them. You're going to laugh at me. I actually feel bad for Bernie. You know what I'm saying? I want to lose honestly. I don't want to lose because somebody stole it from me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I think a lot of people agree with that sentiment. They obviously have a disdain for his politics and his socialism right. And his Marxism. That's separate. The fact is that you know the DNC is rigged. You know the jig is up. And it's everything about the Democrats, that if you break the law, if you are Hillary or you're any one of these Strzok or McCabe or any of these guys, you're never going to be held accountable. And the Democrats do this now during the election. This is their M.O., and they get away with it because you and I both know that the media carry their water and never hold the Democrats accountable, and most people don't get enough information, low-information voters, and they just are not aware of the things that you and I talk about, on the air.
No, it's it's getting worse with the information they're keeping from us. Did you see do you remember when Cory Booker, I found the clip, I haven't played it, but the Cory Booker clip where he actually questions when he's actively running for president, Booker questions, Biden's mental state. He's trying to be delicate about it and what have you. We're seeing issues with Joe, and I love Joe, and I think Joe's a great guy, but we're seeing it. And now he's endorsed him. He's a great guy. He's sharp as a tack. I'm going, my God, you're lying, and you know you're lying. This is amazing. That's how much they hate
Trump. What do you think happens to Elizabeth Warren? What do you think she does? Does she try to go behind? Because she hasn't come out for Bernie yet. She's gone quiet the last few days.
I think she's going to wait to see who's winning, and I think she's going to go after. Then I think she's going to go after Joe. Hey, tell people where to find you, Dave.
Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Just look for Whiskey Politics on Facebook and the Dave Sussman Show.
Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Come watch live, listen live, take the poll. If it's not on your local station, I don't know why you're not calling them and saying, what is wrong with you people? How come you're not carrying this show? Really that simple. Anyway, you know, at CPAC, you know, I did a boatload of interviews there. Some I hope you really will appreciate. But Phelan McAleer joined me and there, and he did a new play, or he did a play based on Peter Strzok, Strzok, and all the text messages that were going back and forth. And I thought it was kind of funny. They did a little part of it there, and it was hilarious. But I didn't have a whole bunch of time to watch it. But let's take a listen. Listen to the interview. I think you'll enjoy it.
You have to do everything yourself.
No. Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah, all right. We're back. We're at the CPAC 2020. Always, it's just amazing here today. You know, I got one pet peeve. Again, when I come here, and I get everybody's looking around and what have you, but you know, when you're walking down the aisles and you're trying to get through and you're trying to get to where you need to go, what is it with people that are walking and they just stop? Like the world, this is my space, and I don't care who's behind me?
Yeah, funny. I was running here. I was a little bit late, and I encountered that a lot. Actually,
yeah, I think it's hilarious. You know. So the voice from beyond was Phelan McAleer, and he's. I mean, you've done plenty of shows, plenty of movies, and that kind of thing. And the latest one we're talking about is the Strzok. And
Lisa Page and Peter Strzok.
You can't call it, maybe it's an affair, I don't know, obsession?
Teen romance. Actually, when you look at their text message, it was a teen romance.
Oh,
you know? I mean, in fact, teenagers would be embarrassed by the text messages they send each other, you know?
Well, there's so much, you know, what's going on there, too, that really kind of went through my head when I first started reading and learning about these people was that they really believed that device that they had the right to do whatever they want. It's a government device, for all intents and purposes. Those messages are open to the public, are they not?
Well, they're on a server. It's the FBI, like, you know, I mean, so, you know, this is, you know, just to fill people in. This is Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. He's the most senior investigator in the FBI. She's the general counsel to the deputy director of the FBI. And they're having this affair on an FBI, texting each other. So I took the text messages and made them into a play.
And then also
they're questioned by congressional, behind closed doors, congressional investigators and congressmen. And, you know, it's a love story. It's a coup d'etat. It's them trying to use their intelligence to say that phrase that I used, you know, we will stop Trump getting elected. That doesn't mean we will stop Trump getting elected. It actually means the sky is blue. The arrogance, the love affair, the tragic love affair that ends in disaster, the arrogance, the coup d'etat, the international spycraft, all of this is in these text messages, and it's also in the congressional questions. That's why it makes really funny theater.
Oh, I think what makes it even funnier is the fact that they really thought that all this was okay. And it shows you where society's at, right?
Yeah.
Where the left is at as a whole. They really believe that this stuff is the norm. It's the right thing to do. And they believe it so right that you don't have two brain cells to rub together to know what's right for you. So they're going to force that on you, right?
I always remember somebody saying, you know, the cliche about the right, you know, oh, they think they're born to rule, right? And, you know, whatever. But it's like the left think they have the moral right to rule.
Yeah.
And people will do anything for your own good, to you.
Yeah.
They will kill you to help you, right? This is good for you. You know, it's always out of kindness that they will harm you.
Yeah.
You know, your betters, your elites, the people who know better.
Yeah. No, it is too. And these two specifically were so sure. I believe that they were so sure that Hillary was going to become president.
That's none
of this stuff. Almost like a free for all, frat party.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, that I don't think it's. I'm glad you pointed out that it is pointed out enough, like, because they thought this, none of this mattered because Hillary was going to be elected, and they were going to help get Hillary elected. They were going to help make sure that Trump didn't get elected. So that's why they were so open and so free in these text messages, because it wouldn't have mattered then.
Yeah, and watching them try to explain what they truly meant was almost laughable. I mean, it was Pepsi and popcorn time. Just sit back and watch it go.
We had Dean Cain playing Peter Strzok, and Christy Swanson playing Lisa Page, and they
nail it.
I
was doing a show here, and I had a 10-minute break yesterday, and I was watching them for a little bit. I was just laughing my buns off.
Yeah.
It was just so great. Hey, let me switch a little bit on you with President Trump, and you know, these obviously Page and Strzok and these people, they're part of the deep state. The one that I won't say never believed it, but I was you knew there was an undercurrent that there were some people that just didn't fall in line. I grew up in Boston, a whole different animal, but I don't think I thought it was as deep as it was.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump knew how.
Yeah.
He knew it was there, but I don't think he really knew where the roots went.
No,
do you agree?
You know, we make movies and Gosnell, and we did Fractionation.
Right.
And an awful lot of time I used to go and speak at right wing or conservative things, and somebody would always come up at the end with give a speech about a conspiracy theory. So you spend a lot of your time telling people that's a conspiracy theory, you shouldn't be saying that, or this is a conspiracy theory, and then this erupts.
Yeah.
This deep, deep state, and it's not, funny, it's not that deep, but it's broad. It's everywhere.
Yes, that's true.
You know, it's everywhere. Actually, that's the killer. You know, it's in the army. You know, it's in the military. The military is infiltrated by the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI, every institution that Americans trust, and they don't trust that many now, have been subsumed by the deep state. And, you know, it's not, I want to say to people, it's not a conspiracy theory. You know, these people believe that you made the wrong decision, and it's for your own good that they overturn the legal election of 2016.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the part. That's the part that scares me. You know, I live in California, and we have we have Governor Newsom out there, or Nuisance out there. And you watch what he puts into place. You watch the laws that they're passing up there, because they're good for us. They're better for us. You know. I was just telling somebody, he suspended physical education in schools because they're
ready for this.
They're too gender specific. Right? I'm thinking, wait a minute. Kids, I mean, female, male, whatever you want to call them, bodies, they develop differently. They have different things you need to do to help them develop. Of course they're gender specific, you moron.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet, sending water to farmers in the middle of the state is something we shouldn't be doing.
That's right. No, it's welcome to California. Welcome to where we live, folks. I mean, I want to say to people out there, you know, you hear about crazy California. Like, it's crazier than you think.
Oh, yeah.
And the homeless problem is worse than you think.
Yeah.
It is third. I mean, Eric Garcetti flirted with running for president, right? And it's like, Garcetti, do you realize that you've reintroduced typhoid and what's the other disease? Diphtheria or whatever. Back to L.A. You've introduced diseases from the 1800s back into L.A.
They won't admit to it.
No, it's, I mean, it's there. It's, they come out of the homeless encampments. And you think you're going to be elected president? President diphtheria? President typhus? You know?
Yeah. I mean, they do. No, they. I mean, the mindset is boggling,
delusional,
right?
Delusional.
You got to wonder, like I like to say, you wonder how much crack they smoke, because it just doesn't make any sense in any environment. But there are some on the left now that say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. You can't be doing that. I went to downtown L.A. To drop a package off.
Good luck.
Okay, and I'm down on Fifth Street, and you can't park anywhere because the feces and everything else is up against the curb. It's 8 inches high. It's all over the place. I'm not pulling my car over to that. And 2/10 deep.
Yeah,
you know.
No. I mean, people just don't realize how crazy California is and how crazy.
You would
the
think you were transported to Cuba instantaneously. That's how bad.
No, but at least Cuba has a literacy program.
Oh, that's right. Phelim, how do people? You know, you got a podcast too.
The Ann and Phelim Scoop, which is with my wife Ann.
Yeah.
And we have two cats called Scaredy Cat and Pop Cat, who also make an appearance. So you can go to the Ann and Phelim Scoop. You can go to FBILoveBoards.com, see the trailer from yesterday.
I love it.
Get the script. You can actually get the script and all that. We'll send it out to you. So go to FBILoveBoards.com. But Ann and Phelim Scoop, it's a weekly podcast. Our views on, and it's based in Venice, California. So right in the heart of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, you got... You're a crazy man. Hey, it's really bad. Let's go to where it's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, Venice. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, listen, Phil, always a pleasure to see you. I was just joking with you before we went live. I said, look, I always see you at events there in L.A. I have to come all the way here to talk to you.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's CPAC. That's CPAC. Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your stay here.
All the best, Jim.
Thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks.
You too.
Cheers.
You know, I love this guy, and it's a true statement. I come all the way I have to go all the way to D.C. when I live in the same area he lives in, because we bump into each other quickly. And he's too busy to either come on the show or that kind of thing. Anyway, you just the amount of corruption that actually is in the government, that some of us just said, okay, yeah, it's really bad, but there's enough good people there to keep it out or to keep it at bay. We were wrong, and I think President Trump didn't realize how deep it actually was. And they're still coming up, but he's shaking them up. He's taking the big money off the table, which is why they're squirming even harder to get the power back that they want, to get the power back so they can bury pretty much everything. You know, I mean, think about this. If Hillary doesn't, God forbid, Donald Trump loses the election, and I do mean God forbid, and Joe Biden gets in. And I agree with a lot of people saying it ain't going to be Joe running this country. Just think about what's going to be overturned. Think about what Hillary and family will get away from. And the Biden crime organization, I mean, look at his brother, his son, Joe himself.
It just never ends. The corruption is that deep. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. If you're leaving, well, that's your problem. We'll be back, though, in the top of the next hour. You're listening to Real Side.